Irma's destructive toll.
Everybody's flooded. Everybody.
Florida Keys shattered by the storm.
Homes became piles of mangled lumber.
UN issues new sanctions.
These are by far the strongest measures ever imposed on North Korea.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It's devastating. Florida Governor Rick Scott's assessment after getting an aerial look at the damage inflicted on his state by Hurricane Irma. Homes and boats destroyed, flooding in cities and towns all throughout the state, power out to millions. At least 10 deaths in the southeast are blamed on the storm. People who left their homes, like Susanna Wells in Key West, don't know when they can go back.
I don't know at this point the condition of my home, but you sort of have to make peace with starting over.
Some are being allowed to return in the upper Keys this morning. CBS's Mark Strassman begins our team coverage.
A 115-mile stretch of paradise now overwhelmed with debris and destruction.
Totally demolished.
In places like Marathon, people's homes were obliterated.
Oh my gosh.
By 130 mile per hour winds and nearly 15 feet of storm surge.
Live on the ocean, you go out there. Take the chances.
About 30 miles away in Key West, Irma leveled homes and businesses. Sections of the overseas highway, the only route in and out of the Keys, are inaccessible. Crews are racing to clear the road for first responders trying to reach those who need help.
This is Steve Futterman in Tampa. Across the state, Florida is still feeling the effects. Yesterday, people began to assess the damage.
We got a heck of a storm. We weathered it out and stuff. We got a lot of damage, a lot of cleanup, but we'll get through it.
In many flooded areas, fire crews went door to door by boat. In some places, they found people needing help.
They just saw us going by in the boat and whistled and hollered and said, can you get us out of here?
This young man who decided to stay inside his home as Irma went by was trapped by floodwaters.
Were you a bit nervous?
Oh, yeah. Once it started kicking in, it got scary.
And what did you say to yourself? Did you say this was wrong?
I should have gone to a shelter.
Throughout the state, millions remain without power. The head of the Florida Power and Light Company.
I know what everybody wants to know right now, and that's when am I getting my power back on? And unfortunately, I can't tell you that.
Another big concern is the city of Jacksonville. CBS's Jerika Duncan is there.
Emergency crews, including the Coast Guard and local firefighters, comb through neighborhoods looking for people trapped by rising waters. More than 100 have been rescued.
We haven't had it like this before.
Southeast of Jacksonville, Hurricane Irma sent beach homes sliding into the sand. And in nearby Atlantic Beach, powerful winds toppled dozens of trees.
I'm Peter King in Doral, Florida. It's the sound of music to Floridians. Gas stations are slowly reopening here, and for this woman, it was just in time.
Well, we have to do it. We are almost without gas.
You must feel like you hit the lottery.
Yeah. Well, finally, we find one place. Almost everything is closed.
She waited in line for about 20 minutes. Pretty amazing when you consider that at the same time, the line was well over a mile long at a Florida Turnpike service area about 12 miles away.
I'm Jim Crisula. Much of South Carolina is a mess after its encounter with Hurricane Irma's leftovers. There's been extensive storm surge and tidal flooding in Charleston and on several barrier islands. Tens of thousands are without electricity after high winds brought down trees and power lines, including one near Brad Dyer's home.
I heard a crack just before it happened. I saw it come down. It snapped the power line there at the line, and then sparks flew out of it.
Property damage is widespread, and dozens of roads are blocked by flooding or downed trees.
Many islands in the Caribbean were battered by Irma. Hardest hit appears to be St. Martin. The visiting Dutch king called the damage there the worst he's ever seen. CBS's Tony DeCoppel went there as dozens of Americans were brought off the island.
Lee Hilgartner is rushing to vet passengers for the flight home.
There's still people who have been staying in relatives' houses.
Hilgartner finds a spot on a charter flight for Susan Coke. One of the many who lost nearly everything in the storm.
Went through the storm, got looted and robbed, my place blew up. 40 years of my life was here.
The tarmac fills with even more people, all of them cleared for the flight back to San Juan and back to America. It sure feels good to be home.
At least 35 deaths in the Caribbean are blamed on Irma. North Korea called new action by the UN vicious and says the U.S. will face the greatest pain it's ever experienced.
The UN Security Council agreeing to new sanctions in response to North Korea's latest nuclear test.
The draft resolution has been adopted unanimously.
The resolution bans all textile imports and prohibits countries from authorizing new work permits for those from North Korea. U.S. Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley.
We are done trying to prod the regime to do the right thing. We are now acting to stop it from having the ability to continue doing the wrong thing.
The new sanctions do not include a full ban on oil imports from the country. North Korea has warned of a harsh response against the United States for the new sanctions. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
California's filed suit over the Trump administration decision to rescind the program that shields young immigrants from deportation. A similar suit was filed last week by more than a dozen states. DACA is one of the issues tackled by former Trump aide Steve Bannon in his 60 Minutes interview, and the White House has responded. We're live with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
On 60 Minutes Sunday, Bannon said DACA recipients should self-deport, and he said it's extremely unwise for the president to support legal status for the so-called Dreamers.
It will be a civil war inside the Republican Party.
I asked White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders what she made of Bannon's estimation.
Steve always likes to speak in kind of the most extreme measures. I'm not sure that I agree with that.
With his access to GOP megadonors as he again helms Breitbart News, Bannon vows he'll prop up primary challengers to incumbent Republicans critical of the president. Steve?
Well, CBS News has confirmed a Wall Street Journal report that says some White House lawyers wanted Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner to step down as an advisor earlier this summer because of possible legal complications tied to the Russia investigation. Apple's due to roll out the latest versions of the iPhone today. One of them could be one that tops $1,000. We spend plenty on gadgets these days, but as CBS's Jim Shenevy tells us, many of us pay to see others play.
What's Americans' favorite way to spend their leisure time? Well, if spending is any indication, it's sports. According to a study by creditcards.com, we spent a collective $56 billion attending sporting events over the past year. That includes the cost of tickets, transportation, food, and drinks. As far as the individual sports go, according to teammarketing.com, NFL games are the most expensive, an average price for a family of four of $502 and some change. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
Well, in January, during the change in power, pictures of President Obama came down. It's federal offices around the country. In their place now, nothing. The Washington Post reports Trump photos were ordered, but the government printing office has yet to receive new images from the White House and has no idea when they'll come. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.